Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Any desperate parents of teething babies, you may have heard some unusual advice on how to tackle the issue. And one of the more peculiar of suggestions that you may have heard is to let your baby wear an amber teething ring. But we urge you to pay attention because apparently these aids are not safe. Someone who knows about this is Fergal O'Leary. He's Director of Communications and Consumer Help with the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission. That is a mouthful. Good morning, Fergal.
Good morning, Ryan.
Can you tell us what the amber teething rings are?
Yeah, well, amber is believed by some to have natural healing properties, and I'm not here to say whether it does or not, in fact, but what is important here is that children under 36 months shouldn't be anywhere near amber.
That bad? Serum.
Yes, absolutely. It shouldn't be put around their neck, it shouldn't be put on their fingers, little rings, it shouldn't be put on their anklets, because not only is there a choking hazard with the size of the beads themselves, but amber inherently can shatter quite easily. So a bad problem with small parts is made worse by a product that may shatter easily. And you rightly said in your introduction that desperate parents might be thinking that this is something for them.
Yes.
But for children under 36 months, and I know reason can often go out the window at 3 o'clock in the morning, It is very unsafe. These products, we had them tested, and the results were absolutely unequivocal. Mm. For under 36 months old children, these products are unsafe.
Okay, well, obviously, I was in that zone once upon a time, but it was a long time ago now, so I've never heard of these things until today. How do they work, or when do they become popular? I've never seen a baby with them.
Yeah, I have seen them, and they, in a couple of years ago, they started to become prevalent in the EU, and the Commission here, we're part of the EU-wide product safety network, so we started to get alerts on these, and they did, like most other things, they travelled to Ireland, and we saw that there were some retailers selling them as, like I say, as an aid that would help, a natural aid that would help children with teething. But unfortunately, as I say, there's a choking hazard from the devices themselves. Mm-hmm. And then as well, there is this issue around small parts and small parts shattering. So we have taken action over the last couple of years. We have directed a number of companies to recall these products. For anybody out there who is aware of these products and they do come to their attention, they can contact us on our consumer helpline, 1890-432-432. And we want to know about it because this is a serious issue. And fortunately, to date, we're not aware of any instances where there have been fatalities, but we don't want to wait for this to happen. And the simple thing is small parts and small children, they just don't mix.
Yeah, I mean, I would have thought the idea of putting any class of necklace on a small child, particularly, as you say, under 36 months old, would have been not a very wise thing to do.
Absolutely, but it goes back to this point of, you know, what we can sit here and rationally debate these things. A crying child is something, obviously, that a parent wants to do something about. And I know that a lot of parents don't want to give their children drugs, particularly putting things in their mouth when they're teething. So this might seem like a good idea, but unfortunately, there just are inherent dangers here. Strangulation from the little necklaces themselves. Some parents think maybe that an anklet might be the way to go on these. But as anybody who does have small children, young kids can contort themselves into all manner of shapes, and an anklet isn't safe enough either. So the simple message for people out there is just to stay away from them. And if there are reports of retailers marketing them to children under 36 months, we want to know about it, and yeah, we'll take action.
I just was, as we were chatting, I just looked online to see, could I buy some in Ireland? And they're everywhere.
You can probably, the key point here is whether they're marketed to children under 36 months. So, you know, there are a whole load of unsafe products in our home. The rules and the regulations here are around them being marketed to small children. So Absolutely. You and I can probably go out and buy amber jewellery ourselves today, should we be.
Yeah, but also for chill, if you look up amber teething on a simple Google search, there's endless amounts of shops around the country that are selling them. So
there are, and we are looking, first of all, in the first instance, to work with retailers in this sector.
Yeah.
And part of what we do here is pointing out to retailers who mightn't know that they're selling unsafe products. But ultimately, the responsibility is on the retailer to sell safe products. And if they don't, we will direct them to do it. And if they don't comply with that, we can go to the courts to look for further sanctions. There's a two-track process here. We are working with retailers, but the other side of it is that parents themselves need to know what the dangers are. Mm. And, you know, you're always one step ahead or one step behind retailers. These are being sold through Facebook, which is very difficult to track down the actual retailers themselves through that. So we will, and we are doing what we can to get these off the market, but parents need to know that they're inherently unsafe and they shouldn't be anywhere near children under 36 months.
Fair enough, Fergal. Thank you so much for alerting us to that, because that's certainly news to a lot of people, including myself. So thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning. How are you?
What part of the world are you in?
I'm in Bangkok, Thailand, and it is 5:30 in the evening.
Oh, lovely. Okay, Bangkok. What are you doing over in Bangkok, Thailand?
I'm a gemologist, so I study gemstones, and I have a jewellery factory here, so I manufacture out here as well.
And you're from what part of the world originally?
Skerries.
Skerries. That's a big leap.
Yeah, just a bit. I've been here about 10 years now, but, you know, like so much of manufacturing, it goes to Asia, so why not run it yourself?
Okay, well, I like your style. And you're listening to us on your computer or something, are you?
I usually have RT on in the factory, which I think some of the staff kind of wonder about.
Lose your man. But here you are.
Well, they would be. I was going to say, but the one. Go ahead.
There's a tiny little, a delay on the line. So yeah, I'll keep talking and then I'll just stop talking. So we were talking about amber beads for teething, and the guy came on and said, don't be using them because the kids will choke and that's not good. And then other people have been saying, but it's very natural, it's worked for mine. What's your take?
Well, look, I love gemstones. This is my career. This is why I do what I do. And if this was really a phenomena of amber, I would be the first one to tell you that. But it really isn't the case. It doesn't display any particular amazing physical property that would in any way help teething. And the other thing I would say is many of the people, my friends included, who've put those on their own babies, I've looked at their amber and it's turned out to be plastic.
Okay.
So it's fake amber. So to me, that really proves that, look, as much as I would love to say this is true, it really isn't.
Is it codswallop?
It kind of is, yeah, it is. And, you know, this is what I went to school to study gemology, to become a gemologist at GIA. And unfortunately, amber doesn't display any particularly amazing phenomena that way. And actually, I can give your listeners a really easy test to see if, because they do chip off those little amber beads, to see if it's plastic or amber. Mm-hmm. If you get a really heavily salinated, so pour a load of salt into warm water, okay, and then drop that little broken bead that might have come off in there, and if it floats, it's amber, and if it sinks, it's probably plastic.
And therein lies the test. And if it passes, we're all good.
Yeah.
Emma, you're so good to join us to talk about that, because that really clarifies it from an expert's point of view. Thank you so much for your time, and good luck to you and to all the workers in your factory in Thailand.
Thank you very much.
There goes Emma Buddha listening to us from Bangkok and getting involved. So she's a gemologist. She's an expert. And our other friend Fergal is an expert on safety and so forth. So the two experts from safety and the study of gems themselves are both saying that the amber thing is a complete myth and it's dangerous. So that's the experts. If you want to keep doing it, that's fine, but you've heard from the experts. All right? I know what I'd be doing, so it's up to you. Now, we can't nanny you to death. We can talk to you and make recommendations, and we can tell the woman who looks after gems and the man who looks after your safety, we can tell you. And if that's bad news, well, I'm sorry. But that's the news today.